Hey there, wannabe sports fanatics. Welcome to our guide on how to become the ultimate sports fanatic. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. And today we're going to take you on a hilarious and wild and exhilarating journey through the world of sports obsession. So grab a lucky jersey, turn up the volume on your sound system or surround sound, and let's dive in. 1. Sports vernacular. Where the sports players play and the fans roar. Now, to be a true sports fanatic, you need to have a firm grasp on the unique language of sports. That's right, folks. We're talking about sports vernacular. Rule number 1. Never confuse a slam dunk with a grand slam. And don't even think about mixing up a hat trick with a quarterback sneezing. See, being a fanatic means knowing the ins and outs of the game, including the lingo. So grab a dictionary of sports terms and study up before you embarrass yourself. You're welcome. You're welcome. 2, superstitions. Now that we got the language down and out of the way, it's time to delve into the realm of sports superstitions. Every true sports fanatic knows they have the power to influence the outcome of the game simply by wearing those lucky socks, not washing underwear, or eating a particular pregame snack. Never underestimate the power of superstitions, folks. Remember, it doesn't matter how ridiculous it seems. If it worked that one time when your team made a comeback, it's now gotta be a ritual. So find your lucky charm, wear it with pride, and confuse your neighbors on game day. 3, fan gear. How can we forget about fan gear? When it comes to being a sports fanatic, you need the right threads or drip to support your team. Throw on a jersey, the foam finger, and 47 layers of face paint. Trust me, you want to be visible from Mars or Pluto when you're cheering on your team. Just be prepared. Your normal daily activities might become a little challenging with all that gear. But hey, if you're not willing to do a coordinated touchdown dance while in the grocery store, are you even a true sports fanatic? 4, trash talking. Now, for one of the most enjoyable aspects of being a sports fanatic, trash talking or banter. Nothing brings fans together like a little friendly rivalry, right? But remember, keep it lighthearted and fun. Practice your best comebacks in the mirror, rehearse those witty insults, but keep it all in good spirits. And if your rival friend starts crying in the corner, it's probably time to get a new friend, or it's probably time to dial it back a bit. You pick, you choose, multiple options. But remember, being a sports fanatic means having fun, not alienating all of your friends. 5, game day routine. Finally, we've come to the most crucial part of a sports fanatic, your game day routine. Every true fanatic has one, and it must be followed religiously. Do whatever it takes to get into the zone, whether it's eating a whole pizza before kickoff or only wearing socks inside out or watching the game through a pair of binoculars even though you're sitting in the front row. I don't judge. The more quirky and bizarre your routine, the better. Just make sure you're not breaking any laws or risking your safety or someone else's safety. You don't want to end up in fan rehab or become a hater. And there you have it, folks. Our guide on how to become the ultimate sports fanatic. Remember, it's all about embracing the excitement the tradition and the joy that sports bring into our lives. So go forth and spread your fanatic wings and cheer like your life depends on it. Thanks for tuning in. And until next week, stay fanatical. Stay fanatical.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.